Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by as we count down the days to the 2019 NFL Draft. Takes place in Nashville, and one of the young men on his path towards that next level is the standout Texas A&M Aggies offensive lineman, Keaton Sutherland. He was also invited down to the East-West Shrine Game, partake in that. I thought he had a particularly good week and something to build on as he builds towards that pro day. But with that said, Keaton, welcome to the program. Can you believe your time with the Aggies has kind of come and gone, and now you're getting ready for pro days and all the things that would come with being an NFL draft prospect?
Yeah, how's it going? Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think about that. 4 years has already flew by down at College Station, but excited for the process I'm on now and the next level.
Now I'm always intrigued, and I admire it. I mean, coming out of high school, I mean, you step into SEC football as a true freshman, I believe, and you start earning time as a starter. I mean, what's that transition like, knowing that, you know, you're going against guys that are, you know, not even college worthy, and now you're playing with some of the best college guys in the nation as a freshman?
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy to think about. I was lucky enough to be able to graduate early, so I got down to College Station a semester early. But I was still 17 years old, and then playing at 18, going against some 23, 24-year-olds. So, yeah, I mean, it was definitely something to adjust to, but I was able to hold my own and play well.
But did that give you kind of some, I guess, confidence? I mean, because you don't know how it's going to go. You arrive there, maybe things don't work out. Obviously, they've worked out fantastic for you. But once you got there, how long did it take where you kind of felt like, you know what, I think I got a shot. Maybe what I'm doing on Saturday can get me an opportunity this Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't take long because I had some older guys in the room kind of in my ear helping me out through the way. And, I mean, right at the beginning when I started earning some time, they told me that I'm a good player and that I got a chance. And so they helped me through that a little bit.
Nice. And for you, I mean, the Aggies offense, it's so potent. How fun is it just to kind of be out there and not to, I guess, in a roundabout way, just kind of enforce your will on opponents and just kind of move the ball up and down the field?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. We got Jimbo Fisher this year and kind of instilled that pro-style offense, gave us the ability to run power down some people's throat and tear it up. It was fun.
I'm sure it was. Again, one of the most potent offenses in college football, and our today's guest, Keaton Sutherland, was a key piece to that offense doing what it has done. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to more with Keaton, you know, iTunes and Blog Talk Radio are your avenues, and then his College to Pro bio is also posted as well. It's another opportunity to know more about this young man as he makes his path towards the next level. So you carve out your game. You're becoming better each, proving. You get the invitation to go down to the Shriners game, which is a fantastic opportunity. What was it like just, you know, talking with scouts, you know, playing under NFL coaches and kind of really, really sinking your teeth into this draft thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was the first step into the process, really. I mean, I came off my last game, bowl game, 2 weeks before that, and kind of went straight into that week and just kind of looked at it as like an interview process, being able to talk to the coaches, kind of learn from them, see what they got to say about my play, and be able to play against elite talent. It was a great deal.
Now for you, now see, I'm based out of Ohio, so when I go down to the Shrine game and I'm at the Tradewinds Hotel, it's very hard for me. Anyone from Ohio who's going to Florida, you're just thinking vacation right off the cuff. So when I get down there and it's, you know, 75 degrees and I'm 100 yards away from the beach, it's hard for me to kind of want to talk to you guys. I love the draft. I love you guys. But for me, I have to fight the temptation. What's it like knowing that the beach is so close, but it's all work all day?
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of don't even realize that you're at the beach. you're kind of just grinding through it and keeping your focus on each day. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't think I saw the beach once. I know my parents said it was really nice, but.
Well, that's great. How much, I guess, you know, you said your parents were there. Were they able to see you play a lot? I don't know in terms of your hometown of Flower Mound, Texas, how close that is in proximity to Texas A&M, but were they able to kind of, you know, see you play a lot of college football?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. That was a huge reason of me picking A&M, being in Texas and being 3 hours from where they live. So they pretty much made every game. Most of the SEC games were pretty close, so they were able to drive down to those, and it was great. Yeah, they also have a condo in Naples, which was nice for the East-West game. They just hung out there and then came over for the game.
Oh, wow. Well, that had to be a great week for them. Obviously, see their son play in a prestigious All-Star game, and then obviously see you do your thing on the big stage in SEC football. Keaton, I'm curious. I mean, sometimes it's neither. Usually it's actually mom. Are either one of those a harsh critic? Are either one of mom or dad going to, you know, who's going to be a little bit harsher on you?
Luckily, neither of them. Yeah, I mean,
oh,
my dad
okay.
played a little high school football, but not enough to know much. So they're both just very supportive and just love me no matter what. Yeah, they don't really give me any hard times, which is good. My brother, I got three brothers, so sometimes I'll hear it from them. But
okay, but hey, you know what? You got to hear it somewhere. I mean, like you said, that, you know, a lot of guys come on the show and that we ask that question, but usually it actually is mom. Surprising enough, when we ask that question. For you, I mean, what do you think scouts are going to love about you? I mean, if you're in the film room or maybe some of the things you heard down at the Shrine game, what are those hallmark home run qualities where they want to take more, you know, a deeper look at you and possibly, you know, bring you onto the 53-man roster?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's my prototypical size, first of all, just being 6'6", 320 pounds, broad shoulders. That's what they want is linemen having quick feet. But also my intelligence, just the knowledge of the game and being able to see things before anyone else can and react to that.
Now, let me ask you this one, just to benefit you. What goes unnoticed? Could be a team captain, weight room warrior, a film junkie. What are some of those intangibles that, you know, watching you on Saturday, we won't be able to see? Maybe even the system you ran at Texas A&M where, you know, maybe, you know, you're a better pass blocker than run blocker or vice versa. What are some of the things that we need to know that, again, that we might not pick up on tape?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just my relentless pursuit to the game. Being in the film room an hour each night, making sure I'm getting my recovery and after every practice and doing everything that I can to just continue to improve my game and become the best player that I can be. Just always trying to be better than anyone else.
Now, I'm looking at your bio as we're talking, all your photos, you got a fantastic smile. When do you kind of flip that switch prior to the game and that demeanor, you know, kind of turns into that, you know, little bit feisty, nasty, aggressive offensive interior lineman that's going to get the job done?
Yeah, I mean, it's right there in the huddle, right before we go out. I mean, through the tunnel pregame, I'm smiling to the fans and stuff, but once we get in that huddle and I look across the line, that switch turns on and it's game over.
How much do you kind of relish in the physicality of it? You know, just, you know, if you get to pancake somebody or throw that extra elbow in there. I mean, do you love that part of the game?
Oh, you got to. I mean, it's the only sport that you can really do that. And so that's why I love to play it. I mean, there's no rules between the lines besides a couple flags the refs can throw, but most of it's fair game.
Yeah, for me, Keaton, I know when I'm scouting a game, there's nothing funner than, you know, identifying somebody along the offensive line that has that nasty demeanor, and you can just kind of follow their blocks. And, you know, even if it's away from the play, you'll see that extra, you know, push to the ground or that extra shove. And, you know, it's just I enjoy it. It's one of my favorite parts of a Saturday afternoon when I'm watching college football from the press box is seeing you offensive linemen do your thing. Once again, Keaton Sutherland, Texas A&M Aggie standout offensive lineman on his path towards this next level and invited to the Shrine Game and obviously Pro Days right around the corner. You feel pretty comfortable with the Pro Day coming? I mean, I assume you're going to say yes, but, I mean, how anxious are you? Do you want to do it tomorrow, or are you content with, I think the 26th of March?
Yeah, it's the 26th of March, but, I'm ready to do it right now. After watching the Combine last weekend, I couldn't stay in my chair. I was hopping around ready to get after it. So, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, a little bit of a snub. I thought you were going to be one of the guys down there. I thought you were actually there. You're represented by KMM Sports, Kelly Masters, and I actually texted her prior. I go, wasn't Keaton at the Combine? And she said no. I go, I just assumed that he was. Did you feel a little bit of a snub?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know how the whole committee works, but the good news is I'll have a lot of scouts and a lot of guys looking at me at Pro Day, and so I'm excited for my chance there and just ready to tear it up then.
Definitely. And I mean, have you talked with, I mean, you guys have a big, big talented class. I mean, you guys always do, but I mean, have you talked to any of the guys? I mean, this could be the last time as a group, as a team, you guys perform together before you guys kind of go all on your separate paths.
Yeah. I mean, we got a text going, just, everyone encouraging each other each day to keep grinding and, make sure it's the best performance in the country. So we're excited to show out.
Excellent stuff. Well, man, we're almost out of time, and we appreciate your time because we do know you're busy. You got a lot going on as you count down the days, 20 days away till March 26th before you knock this thing out of the ballpark. But we always like to have some fun with you. We call it three and out. You ready to take some off-the-wall question?
I am. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, offensive linemen, you guys are the big grinders up front. Usually you guys have pretty good appetites. Could be you or another guy along that offensive line. Who's the biggest eater, and what's the most impressive meal you've ever seen done?
Ooh, biggest eater. I'll probably have to give it to my old roommate. He's with the Ravens now, Jermaine Illuminor. We did a wing-eating contest, I guess my sophomore year, at the bowl game, and he crushed it by a landslide. So, yeah, I'll give that award to him.
Over, under 100 wings?
Oh, that's a good set. I think it was right at that mark. So,
wow, that's a lot of wings. Excellent. How about this one? You said he just, well, we knew that, but Coach Jimbo Fisher, he arrived. Has anybody been able to do a great impersonation of Coach Fisher? Will they do it in front of him?
There are impersonations all around the locker room, but no one will be willing to do it in front of them. We do a big special, like it's called Ask the Aggies, and it's always impersonations, and no one was willing to step up and do it.
Excellent. And to bring mom and dad back into the fold, draft day, April 25th, 26th, and 27th, I assume you're going to be with family and friends. If mom and dad are going to cook, who do you want cooking for you? Who's the better cook for that particular meal to celebrate?
Oh, my mom by far. I think the only thing my dad can cook is just throw something on the grill and hope it turns out good. So my mom will be the cook on that day.
Awesome. What are you going to be asking for mom to cook? What's the special meal?
I don't know. Probably just spaghetti. Big pasta guy growing up, so I know she can cook that well.
Awesome. Keaton, man, I think we're going to hear a lot more from you. Obviously, we like to tell you, our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man, and best of luck on the Pro Day and everything after that.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Keaton Sutherland, the Aggie, standout offensive lineman, and a versatile kid, too. And he kind of touched base on it. You know, he was there a semester early, and he was out there playing against the big boys, 17 years old going on 18, and he's with guys going into the National Football League and handling his own. Like I said, pretty impressive stuff. If you want more of Keaton, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and obviously at collegeofpro.com.
Please.